Welcome one and all to Talk About It, a podcast by teens for teens, giving teens a platform to discuss the issues that matter to them. Be mental health, music, social issues, sports, anxiety, COVID-19, and so much more. My name is Ameline, the host of this show, and I invite you to settle in to what I think will be a very exciting episode of Talk About It. Welcome one and all to episode, what I believe is number 5 of Talk About It. And this episode is all about shopping local and finding your passion. And I was absolutely thrilled, to say the least, to talk to Ciara Hennebery, the founder and entrepreneur behind Crea Ireland, who I absolutely loved talking to about her setting up her own business, which was Crea Ireland, and how she found her passion, how she found what she loved doing and made it into a job. Two things that I think loads of teens are looking to do, which is shopping local. And, you know, young teens and adults that may be feeling lost in this COVID period, Ciara gives such amazing advice that I've certainly taken on about finding your passion and finding what you love and creating that into your job. So I won't say any more because I'll spoil the interview otherwise. But firstly, before I go into anything else, I just want to say that I am so appreciative to everybody who is listening to this podcast. I have recently learned that I have listeners in New York City, and I'm so excited about that. And in Massachusetts and in Texas. I mean, I forget sometimes that when I publish this podcast, that it's going beyond Ireland and beyond my own county. Like, I'm in this small town in rural Ireland and my podcast is being listened to in other countries. And it's mad. I even have listeners in Spain. So, hi, hola. And for me, that is just crazy to know that people are listening in other countries. So, whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, hi. And I hope you're doing well. I hope you're keeping safe from this COVID pandemic that we are all still currently living in. And also, if you happen to be a young musician and would like to have their music played on my podcast, you are always very, very welcome. You can hop on to my Instagram page, which is @_talkaboutapodcast, and you can send me a DM there or email me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Or if you're not a young musician and you would still like to come on to the show to talk about mental health or a topic that you feel that teens need to learn more about, young adults need to discuss more, anything really, you can let me know and I will be so delighted to talk to you. So without further ado, I'm actually going to introduce the young musician of this week's episode, and that is none other than Sive Skelly. And Sive is a young musician from Dublin, and she has released the most amazing original song called Everything You Want, which I'm going to be playing now. And I absolutely adore the song. I've had it on repeat all week. I think it's fair to say I know the song off by heart now. So thank you to Sive for agreeing to have the song played on my podcast because I absolutely love it. So without further ado, I am delighted to introduce the amazing Sive Skelly with her original song, Everything You Want. I really, really hope you enjoy this song.
You say you're busy, you say you ain't got time to miss me, you say you're waiting just a little while, but you're still winking with a cheeky smile. You say you're tired, you say you don't have time, you're wired, you say you got a really toxic ex, you never know, I might be your next. Cause I know that you want to, I know that I tempt you, and you'll give in to your heart in the end. But I don't want all them other little boys, I just want you, cause they're all dumb and immature. You think I'm young, but don't play dumb, cause we both know that I'm everything. I know you'd jump at any chance you got to even talk to me. Tell me, would you not? Cause yeah, might think I'm young, but don't play dumb, cause we both know that I'm everything you want. You live across the city, but that's not far enough to scare me. You know my mom says you're a real nice guy, and that you're exactly the right type. Yeah, I know that you want to, I know that I tempt you, and you'll give in to your heart in the end. But I don't want all them other little boys, I just want you, cause they're all dumb and immature. You think I'm young, but don't play dumb, cause we both know that I'm everything. I know you'd jump at any chance you got to even talk to me. Tell me, would you not? Cause yeah, I might think I'm young, but don't play dumb, cause we both know that I'm everything you want. We both know that I'm everything you want.
My first guest today is Ciara Hennebry, the founder of Kria, an all-Irish online store where you can find high-quality Irish products that are practical, fashionable, and made with love. I chat with Ciara about her journey in starting her own business, what it is like being a young entrepreneur, and why it's important to shop local, and much more. Welcome to the show, Ciara, and thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So why don't you start off by telling us a bit about yourself and about Kria?
Yeah, so my name is Ciara Hennebry. I'm from Rathgormack in County Waterford. I've always had a passion for starting businesses and entrepreneurship. I set up my own business when I was 16. And then many years later, I've now set up Kria Ireland. I worked as marketing manager for a number of charities in the past. My passion is to help people, and then my skills are in business and development and marketing. In the lockdown, I felt like I needed to do something to help Irish businesses. I saw a gap in the market. I wanted to do anything that I could. So I founded Kria Ireland. Kria means heart in Irish. So we want to be the heart of Irish businesses. We want to bring all Irish businesses together in the one place to be the one-stop shop for buying Irish online. And that's how Kria Ireland was founded.
Well, fantastic introduction. That's really nice into what Kria is. But I just want to go back what you said previously. You said you started your own business when you were 16. What was that business, can I ask?
Yeah, so it was a pony trekking business. I used to ride my horse around the Cumbria Mountains, and I realized when I was up there galloping around that people would pay money for this experience, and I turned it into a business. And then I entered the Student Enterprise Awards, Dragon's Den, all of that with it, and it was really successful. And it just got me, from that moment, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew that I wanted to have my own business. I knew that it was possible to do something in life that you loved and to be your own boss, and that freedom to use your creative ideas, and just to really, it really made me realize who I was and what I enjoyed in life and what I wanted to do. And I didn't know what I wanted the business in. I knew it wasn't going to be in pony trekking for the rest of my life, but it really gave me a good insight into what I wanted as a career to be an entrepreneur and to have my own business, and what that felt like. And then it just took a few years to figure out what line of business I was going to go into.
That's amazing you found that so young. And I think anybody who's you know, who's thinking of what career they want to be in rarely know it from, like, you know, from their teen years. That's amazing that you found it so young. And was that the feeling you got of starting a new business? You know, was it exhilarating?
Yeah, so I suppose when I say I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I didn't know what my business was going to be. It took me a long while to figure out, but I definitely knew I wanted to have my own business. And then that feeling, like, I got such a rewarding feeling, so exciting. I felt like it was what I was meant to be doing. It was just so exciting. I felt like I could push myself. I felt like I could use my creativity. I felt that I could really bring out the best in myself when I was an entrepreneur, when I was at that young age. And that is why I knew that's what I wanted to do in the future when the opportunity arose for my own business, that's what I wanted to be. And always in the back of my head, I knew that someday I was going to have my own business. And that was developed and realized from that young age.
That's amazing. Do you have any advice for people who are, you know, in their teen years and want to start a business?
Yeah, so the one thing is, so after, it sounds very easy, but it wasn't very easy. After that, like, I went, I'm 26 now, so that was 7-8 years. I did that business for 3 or 4 years, and that was 7-8 years of realizing what I actually wanted to do. And it came back to what I loved and what I was good at. And if I look back, I was making cards on the computer when I was like 12, 13, and I was brilliant at it and I enjoyed it. When I had that business, I got so many marketing opportunities, interviews by creative marketing. Them two things tell to you there that I was good at marketing and I enjoyed it. I spent years trying to figure out what career line I wanted to go into. And when it was hinting at me all the time that I love, that's what I love doing. So look at what you're good at and what you, but do you enjoy doing it? What you absolutely love. The hints, the tips, the signs will be there. I ignored them for many years because I was like, no, want to challenge myself. I have to follow the book now and to come out of college, do the top graduate programs everyone is doing. I thought I had to follow that line, what I should have been following my heart. So follow your heart. If you're good at something, the money will come, the success will come. But the whole thing is the purpose and the passion and why you're doing it. So why I'm doing this, why I get up every single morning is because I want to help Irish businesses grow. I know I have them skills that I can help businesses grow to the next level. And I want to share them with as many people possible. And I want to help them as much as I can. And that's my why. So it's find your why, what excites you. I knew from a young age that I didn't realize it, but I knew from a young age, I love being creative. I love coming up with ideas, how to grow your business, how to come up with advertising ideas. And that stems from making the cards. So what do you enjoy as a hobby from these young age? You know, what are the skills that you're showing? So that might be baking. You might be extremely talented at baking, or that maybe you might be extremely talented at woodwork or something like that. Now, we have to realize there's things that are hobbies and there are things that are careers. And like from a young age now, lots of people have successful careers in the equine industry. But I knew that that was my hobby, and I knew that that was my hobby and I wasn't going to have it as a business long term. And I knew then from my business, I wanted something else and I wanted to keep horse riding as a hobby. So even though you love that, I think I had difficulty realizing that, but it all worked out for the best then. So some things are better as a hobby, but there's other things you love that you can make into a really, really good career. And it's establishing what you actually enjoy doing. So I always knew I loved helping people. So I think find your why and then focus your career on your passion, what you enjoy, why you want to do it. Like, I knew whenever I helped someone, in business that I got that reward and feeling. So find out why and live through your passion, and that will lead you in the right career direction then.
You know, that's fantastic advice, and actually relates to me quite a bit as well, because, you know, I was always a creative person, but I never knew how to make that into a career or into something that I loved. So then when I came up with the idea for this show, I was like, oh my God, you know, this is amazing. And that was my motivation to do this show, to do it because I wanted to help teens. And yeah, that, like you said, it's all about the motivation and the why. And honestly, that's fantastic advice. You gave really, really good advice. And I know people will take that on board, because I know a lot of teenagers, especially during COVID, are starting to wonder, you know, what will I do in the future? What will the future look like? So yeah, that is fantastic advice. And on that, you know, you were saying Crea helps online businesses to grow, Irish online businesses. So how do you choose the businesses to promote for Crea?
Yeah, so we look at our target market. Our target market are 25 to 45 year olds. So they're the people that are online the most and that are shopping the most and have the most money to spend online. So they're our target market. So then you have to look at, in any business, you have to look at what do they want. So you won't see things traditionally associated with buying Irish, like maybe like iron jumpers, like things you might see in Blarney Wool Mills. You mightn't see them on our site because we want to suit our target market. And then we also want to tell people that you can buy Irish and be cool and trendy. A lot of people are not aware of the cool and trendy Irish brands that are there. So we want to bring them. So to be a supplier on Crea, then you must fit your target market. I handpick every single one of the suppliers. I approve all of the applications and I look at it and I would say, would our customers like this? Would it suit them? Is it up to the quality that we want? And is it up to the target market? And do people actually want this at the moment? Obviously, we want to help as many people as possible, but we also have to make sure that we only have the stuff that our customers actually want as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you handpick all the businesses yourself. Off the top of your head, can you name any of the businesses that are part of Crea?
Yeah, so we have big brands like Carter Beauty, Rebel Chili. We have smaller brands then, like people that make their own candles, all handmade soaps. And we have over 150 Irish businesses on board at the moment. So I won't name them all.
Well, yeah, I've been looking at them online. I've been following you on your Instagram page and I've been looking on your website. And it's a stunning, stunning website, by the way. And it's just, I think I've got addicted to online shopping, as I know many people have over lockdown. And oh my goodness, I think I was ready to buy a thing from every business by the end of looking at the website, because it's just so brilliantly laid out. And it's just, you know, it's really amazing to go online and see all the Irish businesses that are there, because it's no secret to anybody that because of COVID, online businesses have struggled. And was that a part of the reason why you started Crea? Because those businesses were struggling?
Yeah, I wanted to do something to help these businesses. And a lot of these businesses, can I ask, did you hear of many of these businesses before you went on the site? Were you familiar with any of them?
I knew one or two of them, but I have to say I didn't know the majority of them at all, no.
Exactly. So that's the point. There's no one place. Like you can go to ASOS and you can go to Amazon and everything there is one place. That's the problem. It's so hard for people to buy Irish. It's a lot easier when everything is there in the one place. So that's what the solution we're bringing. And that was the main driver of, I knew so many Irish people wanted to buy Irish, but they were nowhere easy for them to do so because they were unaware of all these amazing brands. And secondly, all of these businesses, they don't have the expertise, they don't have the budgets, the resources to do this all of themselves. It'd be a lot easier if someone just came along with the expertise, offered them all the website resources, marketing, everything in the one place, instead of you know, we're together, we're stronger, and we can compete with the large international retailers as one, as Korea, as we are, rather than all trying to do things individually. When you come together as one, amazing things can happen.
Definitely, and amazing things are happening because it is such an incredible website, and I know I will be shopping from there in the future. Actually, I'm interested, did you shop Irish, did you shop local the majority of the time before starting Korea, or has it just been now that you are shopping more and more local?
No, I always shop. Obviously now I did buy things on from international sites, like I am guilty of that in the past, but now I make more conscious decisions to buy Irish. But a small businesses were something that I was always passionate about, and since I was, when I started college, I started volunteering with small Irish businesses, just helping them. Again, another sign that I didn't realize at the time, but just helping them and set up their marketing and their business development. And I felt like I had the skills that they needed, and I was so happy and so passionate about helping them. So I always tried to support, whether it was give my advice, marketing and business development, or shop local and buy local. I always tried to do when I could, but definitely, like everyone, I was more conscientious when the pandemic hit, and that was I was one of them customers in that problem area that I wanted to support local, but I wasn't prepared to sit there for hours and scroll through and find through when I could just go to ASOS or Amazon. Now we don't need to, because everything is in the one place and you can just do it. It's about making it easier.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so important. So for anybody listening who's wondering, you know, why I should shop local, like, okay, I know COVID's been very hard on local businesses, so for anybody wondering why I should go to Korea, could you tell them why it's so important to support local businesses?
Yeah, so these local businesses on our site, just to set the context here, the same person owns Pull&Bear, Zara, all these big brands, there's loads of them. One person has majority shareholding in all them businesses. When you buy to them businesses, your money is going to majority of that one person's pockets. When you buy on Korea, you're supporting 150 local businesses in Ireland. This is 150 families, 150 communities, having then a knock-on effect on the people that they're employing, their families. These are people's livelihoods. These are the businesses that support our sports teams, that support our fundraisers, that support our charity events, that gives our schools spot prizes. These are the businesses behind us. They're the businesses behind our communities. They're creating jobs in Ireland. And every €1 spent locally, so every euro spent on Korea, is having a €5 multiplier effect in the Irish economy. So it's worth €5 to the Irish economy. When you buy €1 to an international website, that euro leaves Ireland, it's gone forever. When you spend that euro in an Irish shop, website, anything within Ireland, if it's an Irish business, it's generating that knock-on positive effect on the Irish economy. So buying Irish is more than just the product you're getting. It's having that such positive effect on people, communities, on our economy.
Well, if that isn't motivation enough to go check out your website, I don't know what is. Because, you know, you said it so well. I didn't know that. That is, wow, that's amazing. And I'm definitely now going online shopping tonight on Korea. It sounds amazing. So where can we find you online? Where can people go shopping?
Yeah, so Korea is spelled C-R-O-I-A, and it's Korea Ireland. You can go to koreaireland.com or Korea Ireland's Instagram page or Facebook page as well. So it's C-R-O-I-A.
Perfect. And I'll be sharing that on my own Instagram page @_talkaboutapodcast later today, after this podcast is released. So thank you so much, Kira. I better ask you the final two questions. I ask these to every interviewee before I let you go. And the first one is, what is a quote that you live by and why, if you can?
Yeah, so the quote I live by is, the secret of living is giving. And all my life I've worked with charities, or I've been involved with charities, or I've been involved with helping other people in some way. And I find that so rewarding. And some people ask me, oh, you're so, why do always good things happen to you? Or oh, you're so successful. How did you get there? Or anything like that. Is I give what I get. Anything I get, I give back. It's a karma effect. If you give, you will receive. So helping others, I get such a buzz from helping others. I just find it so rewarding. But everything I do, I don't think that I give not expecting anything back, but I expect it back unknown to myself. And I've seen that over the years. But it's, if you give expecting someone something back, you'll never give it. Give it to be a good person and you will receive. Everything in your life will come back to you, your all your desires, everything that you wish. And it's always doing the right thing. So I always do what my heart tells me is the right thing. If you do something and you feel like your gut feeling isn't telling you, or you know it was bad, you know, it's not real bad, big crimes, but you know, just the honest, good person kind of thing to do. If you do good, that good will come back to you. And that's one of the main things I've learned in my life.
And you know, I can definitely tell that you give so much. It's just the way you've talked to me today about, you know, your passion for small businesses. I can definitely tell you, you do give it your all, and that's amazing. And you know, my final question for you is, if someone listening could just take away one thing from today's my talk with you today, what would that be?
Yeah, so it would be find your passion. And if you find your passion, you find yourself. And I was for years trying to live by the book or what everyone else was doing. And I just had to find, to be my true self, I had to live my passion and do that every single day. So find what you love. And when you find what you love, you'll do that. You'll be as happy as you can, and you'll be having such a positive effect, and you'll be giving everything and to the full capacity you can to life, and it will come back to you then. So, and life's too short for doing something that you're not enjoying. And I've always been so keen on, I wanted to be in a career that I was felt that I was serving my purpose. I wanted to be in a career that I was really passionate about. And when I wasn't in a position or in a job that I wasn't passionate about, I was really upset over that. And it's just, life is too short to be in something that you're not enjoying. So find what you do. Now, I've learned, I had to do what I didn't like to find out what I did like. So obviously there's learning and progress to it. But if you could try and find out what you love and just do it and follow your heart. And a lot of my decisions in the past were led by other people's opinions. So follow your heart and set out what you want to do and why. The why is most important. If you have a why you want to do it, you will do it. Now, other people are great. They give you great advice and stuff. But a lot of other people, if you take their opinions too to heart, it can really put you off track and really upset you. So what I think is, if you find what you want to do and why you want to do it, and if your why is strong enough, you shouldn't leave anyone's opinions stop your path and getting to where you want to be.
That is unbelievable advice. Ciara, thank you so much for coming on. I've really enjoyed talking to you today, you know, and I wish you every luck with Creo, because it's just such an amazing business, and I can't wait to go online shopping tonight and support everybody. And yeah, you're just incredible for setting it up. So thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, really appreciate it.
So after my interview with Ciara, I came across a YouTube video that has seemed to gone viral called Save Ralph, which is a animated short film. If you haven't watched it already, go check it out, because I'm going to tell you a bit about it. There are no spoiler alerts, so you can keep listening, don't worry. So Save Ralph is a animated short film about a rabbit called Ralph, and he works, I guess, and I'm putting it in quotations here. You can't see me. I just realized that. So works quotations in a factory, and they test products on him for pharmaceutical reasons. So for our mascara and for our makeup and whatever household products we use as well. Basically, it is a short film about animal cruelty on animals such as Ralph. And it's fair to say, it made me feel sick afterwards. Like, really, I felt so awful. And I went through all the beauty products that I had in my drawer afterwards and threw out all the ones that used animal cruelty, because I was just disgusted that I had even bought those products, first of all. But secondly, even more disgusted that I hadn't known about it sooner. So products such as L'Oreal, MAC, Rimmel London and Chanel, which I was most surprised by, still use animal testing. They still test on animals, and I have fact checked this, so you can hold me to my word with this. So if you want to go and see a full list of products that still test on animals, you can check out www.crueltyfreekitty.com, and they give you a great full list online about products that still test on animals. So, you know, shopping local, I said this in the interview with Kira, it has never been more important. Not just because you are supporting a young business, a small business, I should say, and you're making someone's dreams come true, but also you're protesting, if you will, against animal cruelty and against child labor, because a lot of those big companies, sadly, still use child labor. And I think we tend to ignore that fact because it scares us. I know it scares me to think about it. And because it's quite alarming to think that it still happens today. So if that doesn't motivate you enough to go shopping local when the shops reopen in Ireland, then I don't know what will. And if you are listening from outside Ireland, you can still shop in your local area. You can still go into your local town, village, city, and shop local, shop at small businesses. And you are supporting everything that will benefit our economy, benefit you, not only their lives, but your lives as well, because you're shopping good quality products. And you never know, after listening to this podcast, you might just realize that you want to be an entrepreneur now too. So anyway, I will stop yabbering on. I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and I will talk to you all again very, very soon. Keep safe, everybody.